Podcast. Virtually. Initiating your conversation in 3, 2, 1.
He's a friend, but I love him. Breaks a new heart every day.
There's jazz and wine and food in here, so it's obviously my turn to host, mother truckers. I am Psycho Fembot, a.k.a. Darth Boobs, a.k.a. Anastasia. And yes, it's happening to your ears. It's happening. And with me, as always, is Frank Bennington, a.k.a. Bad Touch Bat Boy.
Hi, everyone.
Rachel Frumpkin.
Hello.
AKA Sassy Pants. When he'll show up. Jeff, AKA he gives something kitten.
Phantom kitten.
Phantom kitten.
Yes.
I guess. And the singularity that is Nathan.
Yes.
And we have special guest Kirby.
Hello.
And we have special guest Noah.
Hello, everybody.
And we're going to be talking Disney and Pixar and Disney things. It's going to be awesome, y'all.
Yeah.
We're all really mellow because we've eaten donuts and had wine. But
Before noon.
So that's
so what are you trying
coffee.
To say?
Got the sugar high.
I think she's just worried about our donut intake, not our wine intake.
Okay.
Donut intake is, you know, we're like inappropriate time donuts, I guess.
You're an inappropriate donut.
I am an inappropriate donut, I guess. So today let's start off with what Disney has meant to us in the past and what it means to us now. Like, I know I'm really excited about Disney buying Star Wars and what they're doing with Star Wars and
Boba Fett film,
Marvel, and all that stuff like that. But I know some of us are nervous about it. But I think Disney is going to buy more stuff, and I think it's pretty good. And I was just thinking, what were your thoughts on it?
Well, I sort of had my reservations with Star Wars and things like that. But then I look at, because you think, you know, it's Disney and Disney only does a certain type of thing. But then you look at what they've done with Marvel over the last few years, mm-hmm. and all the movies that they've put out, and they are nothing but quality. Like, I mean, at least in terms of like effects and sort of whether you are sort of like, you know, Puritan and, you know, you want, it doesn't, obviously they don't stick exactly to the comics and things like that, but in terms of like quality and entertainment, I think they've been incredible, and I think that's largely in part of Disney. Because like, if you look at like the first X-Men and that they were sort of a bit floppy,
yeah,
you know, and then when sort of Disney swept in,
and in my opinion, not floppy enough.
They were what you would call flaccid action hero films. But yeah, you know, like if you look at the last few summers and the Avengers and all those films leading up to it, they were just quality.
Yeah, and I think that has a lot to do with Joss being in bed with him, and I like it.
What did you guys think about Tron, like the new Tron?
I was okay with Tron. I wasn't like ecstatic about Tron, but I thought it was cool.
I guess that's what worries me is, yeah, I agree that the Marvel ones have been great, but I think that has more to do with Joss Whedon than... Mm.
Yeah.
Than Disney.
But if you
also
look,
I did not think Tron was particularly good to live up to the original.
But the original wasn't the best movie anyway.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was campy.
The original
was
pretty campy too, for sure. But I mean the new one, I just didn't feel like it was a very good movie in its own right either.
Music was good.
The music was great.
The costumes were cool.
The visuals.
Michael Sheen was in it, which I'm always okay with. but like, I feel like Star Wars is also in good hands. I know a lot of people are like, he's double teaming, and I'm okay with double teaming because I'm kind
yes,
of a double teaming fan. Yeah, I am. I'm okay with double teaming because I'm a double teaming fan. I like Star Wars. I like Star Trek. That's right, bitches. Attack me if you must, but I do.
I just can't wait. I just can't wait for him to get it wrong in an interview. Like J.J. Abrams. Like, what part did you love to direct in this movie? Oh, well, I love Star Trek Wars. What the hell was I doing?
That won't happen. It won't happen, Nathan. God.
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 Well, Jesus is here. What does Jesus think about this?
About the whole Star Wars?
Yeah. Disney buying all this stuff. They're snatching up everything now.
I think they're becoming a little too powerful, to be honest.
which I'm okay with, again, because I'm a stockholder, and I want them to become Skynet.
I mean, I guess it might be a little bit better than what George Lucas is doing with it today, but...
Right, even though he does have creative control.
Sure. I mean, yeah, I think Disney can do a really good job with it, but at the same time, at some point, maybe you should put an end to all the creation of all these, you know, sequels, come up with something new.
Yeah.
It's a little excessive. I feel like they might end up ruining it.
Well, the Star Wars world, I didn't even realize, because I'm not really big on the reading of the novels. I've just gotten two of them. It's so massive. There's it's so huge. Many stories. It's so massive.
Is it?
It's really massive. It's huge. And there's so much of it. So I feel like they'll never run out of
I mean,
cool
it's
stuff.
An entire universe that you have to play with.
Mm. Yeah. Hey, Kirby, have you seen Star Wars yet?
No, sorry? Guys, that's nice. Really mean. I am maybe one of two people. Myself and I don't even think my mum have not seen Star Wars. But hey, guys, that doesn't take away from my opinions. Talk among kidding. Yourselves.
She has great opinions, no matter what.
I don't give you an opinion on anything, whether I know about it or not.
That's right. That's why we love her. It's
take
true. She becomes a specialist just by talking. She really does.
Want to know how to operate on someone? I'll talk you through that.
Man, I'm pretty sure most Americans would just buy into that too.
It's true.
Like, oh yeah, okay.
I mean, you want to buy stuff from Kirby just when she talks. You just want to do it.
And
I'm like,
pretty
I'll
sure
sign
could...
up for that.
Shut up and take my money.
You could probably just like fudge like where you got your like medical degree from too. Like we wouldn't know. We'd be like, oh yeah, where did you go to medical school? Well, I went to the University of East Hampshire at the medical school there at right there on Lanesford Lane. And you'd be like, yeah, all right, that makes sense.
Let me operate on you right now.
I think this is a great idea. Let's
you guys pay for medical care out here, right?
Yes.
That could be good for me.
It could be really good for you. Really, really good for you. So if you want a doctor, see Dr.
If you
Kirby.
Want a doctor who is highly opinionated and just knows everything about everything, and as long as you're willing to pay, I'm willing to help you.
Doctor Who?
Doctor Who. There you go. Yeah. Wasn't Disney trying to buy something else, though? Isn't that... Aren't they... In the process of...
Can I say, I think the best part about Disney doing Star Wars is that they are not going to do another terrible Indiana Jones.
Not yet.
No, it'll happen.
If you do have an opinion about anything that we're talking about on the show... Or about
or
like Nathan's hair.
Quotes.
Or like medical quotes or anything like that. You can call in 1-800-893-9562.
And even if you don't have an opinion on anything, you can just call and yell at Frank.
You can. It's true. If you want us to operate on Nathan, like right now, you can also call in and we will do that.
Where is my penis?
Oh, I love that. I need a moment.
Frank would really like to dissect me right now.
Frank, don't do it. Okay. Stop it. I'm in public.
Frank would really like to dissect me on the air.
He would like to dissect you on the air.
It's like Groundhog Day.
Sexy.
Do it again.
Sexy. Have you ever had deja vu?
I was just thinking the same.
Yeah, don't turn away from the mic there. It's funny. So yeah, you can call in and bug us or whatever. And we'll talk about anything except for the Confederate flag on air.
That's racist.
It's racist. Thank you.
It is racist.
What Disney princesses or story would you like to see? Like, Disney has taken princesses and changed their story so dramatically that anything could have a happy ending, including Pocahontas, right?
Ugh,
so why don't we just do Joan of Arc? Why don't we have her marry the king of France? Why don't we just redo Joan of Arc as a Disney princess?
Can we do Princess Diana?
We can do Princess Diana. She could have a happy ending. She could have a happy ending.
I say we go for Jack the Ripper.
Come on. Still so two.
Big. Wait, you have to understand, this is her. We just quoted from Poor Country.
But she wouldn't die at the end of the Disney story.
That's true.
Yeah, she'd be fine. Where was Anastasia.
Would she run off with Dodie?
Maybe.
Or could that still not happen?
I don't know.
In a fantasy world,
I think she would have to. I think she would have to end up with the prince.
With Charles again?
Yeah,
she doesn't want to do that.
She doesn't.
I think we could make Prince Charles into the villain. Like, she had to get away from Prince
Charles.
The queen
would be like the wicked stepmother.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. See, this could happen,
especially for an American audience.
Yeah.
Probably not so much for a British audience.
Maybe Disney can make Harry gay and then animate me into their movie, and then me and Harry can go off and have a happy ending.
A happy ending? What?
You have to... just a Nazi. Why would you? Why?
You married Hitler last week on air. So you really can't talk, Rachel. He just dressed up like a Nazi. Hitler was the Nazi.
I would like to see a Disney princess with Tourette's, I think.
That would be awesome.
That needs to happen.
It does.
It just came to me. I think a Disney princess with Tourette's would be incredible.
I agree.
I'm willing to voice her.
There you go. So if you're listening, Disney, which you're not, Kirby.
You will after this. This is gold.
This is gold. But yeah, you need to grab
the
Kirby.
The British expert said it was gold.
I have told you this is gold. This is gold.
This is gold. Tourette's Princess Kirby.
She'd be incredible.
I think she would. Can we just do all kinds of disabilities, though? Can we really?
I mean, really, has there been a disabled princess?
I guess you could call Sleeping Beauty kind of a disability.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go. But I don't know.
I don't think there has been.
Tangled, she was a little eccentric, disabled. A little maybe like bipolar.
If you have that much hair, you would be bipolar. So.
I mean, I know
she
a lot of
she does have that much hair.
She does.
You?
I do? I can be tangled because I end up with Flynn Rider. I'm okay with that.
Cinderella was probably an alcoholic.
I mean,
she runs home and at midnight she loses all of her clothes.
Yeah. I bet Snow White was an nymphomaniac. I guess that's not a disability. Yeah, that's just...
She was sleeping with the seven dwarves.
Yeah,
of
I mean,
she was.
Yeah.
She's really a busy girl.
She was definitely a gangbang kind of girl.
Yeah. She was a gangbang. Or you could argue maybe there was an orgy because there was a lot of food in that house. So to me, orgy means food. What?
I'm going to be eating out.
Orgy. See, that's what I'm saying. See what I did there was? It was a joke, and it was fun. Okay, I'm going to drink more. I don't know. Like, I really think that they can change any basically horrible story into a happy ending story. So, like, I really do want to see them do something like Joan of Arc, or I don't even know. What other would...
I'd like to do The Crucible.
The Crucible?
Like, we're like, nobody's accused of being a witch.
No.
All, like,
the Scarlet
fairies.
Letter.
The Scarlet Letter.
Anne Frank.
Coming this summer.
Oh my god.
Coming this summer, a heartwarming tale of a little girl just trying to experience life in the cellar.
I mean, they're going to touch. They got to touch
in the attic. Have you moved her to the cellar?
Oh, yeah. You're right. She was
as
in the
if
attic.
It wasn't
you're right.
Bad enough.
That is crazy.
Did not have it hard enough.
I wanted to put her lower, I guess.
You're still not the worst Jew in the room, but that was pretty bad.
You've been living a cushy life.
The cellar is more cushy.
No, I'm saying that. It's like she was living so well in the attic that now we've just thrown her in the cellar.
Oh, that's true.
Didn't she move downstairs at one point? Didn't they, like, catch them in the attic and they had to move downstairs?
I never read the end of it. I don't know what happens.
You don't? I'm joking. That's like really.
All right. Well, we probably shouldn't talk about Anne Frank too much more.
We're drinking a kosher wine.
What other one would we want to see? Or it doesn't even have to be a princess. Like, what story should Disney touch on? Even Pixar. I mean, Up is like, I can't even watch Up anymore. or Wall-E. Like, we're all going to be like fat little floating.
I hate Wall-E.
Wall-E.
I hate Anna Wall-E. Karenina.
The train can be animated.
Yes.
And it's like, ah, Anna Karenina, don't jump in front of me. I'm your friend.
We should make an animated version of Twilight.
Are we just doing like animations of horrible you. Things?
Well, they did. They did. Like Pocahontas is a horrible situation.
That's very true.
Mulan was a horrible situation.
Mulan was a bad situation.
Ariel ended up Seafoam and the witch ended up with a guy and they changed that ending.
That's true.
So
maybe we should do like the guys get packed. We should maybe do like Hotel Rwanda then. Like,
there you go. There you go.
We should do like the Disney genocides is what they could be a new collection. Like you just go through an different animated, periods of genocide and yeah.
An
yeah.
animated Schindler's List.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I feel like people could listen to this podcast and not love it.
More importantly, can Katy Perry wind up with Russell Brand? I mean, I think that
we
that
can
needs
do
to be
that
a Disney
as
a movie.
That should be a right? Disney movie. Part of Me Too.
Part of Me Too. The Disney story.
I have to say, though, I'm kind of getting tired of all the sequels.
The sequels?
It's a little too much.
I know. I mean, I didn't know that there was a Cinderella 2 and a Pocahontas 2.
There's a Lion King half.
One and a half
there's
and
a
two.
Lion King one and a half.
And
at
two.
That point, that's we need crazy. To say no. No, Disney.
There is a spinoff
but
of Cars.
But One and a Half was really funny.
Yeah, it's called Planes.
No.
Seriously.
What?
Planes.
Yep.
The spinoff of
you
Cars.
You think they're going to just put a 9-11 bit? I was going to say 7-11. That's a different thing. 7-11 is different to 9-11. But do you think that's going to
yeah,
be
one is place? Open 24-7. The other one we killed.
Or it's just a number you call it an emergency.
It's okay, guys.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
But, like, yeah, Cars had a sequel, and I guess they have a spinoff called Planes.
It comes out this summer.
But Cars was so terrible.
Yeah, I'd have to say that's probably Pixar's weakest.
Ever. I mean, it's like awful.
Yeah.
My favorite Pixar movie it's like they're not going to do a sequel to it.
Yeah.
The Incredibles.
Yeah, that's a
great
one.
Like they would.
I feel like they will.
I feel like it's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Really?
Yeah, Brad Bird doesn't want to do it.
It doesn't mean that they won't do it anywhere.
Well, that's true.
But they are doing a Monsters University.
Yes, they are.
That I'm actually looking forward
to.
Which
Monsters, Inc. was not... I mean, it's kind of like on the lower end of Pixar's.
No.
But it's one of my favorite rides in Disneyland.
Take it back, Jack.
Monsters? You think that's on the lower end?
I think it's on the lower end.
Why are you killing Thor?
Compared to Cars?
Thor?
Compared to Cars?
So what's on the top of Pixar?
No. Cars is at the very bottom.
Okay, well, what's on the top of Pixar in your opinion?
You're gonna tell me you don't like Boo,
The Incredibles, all three Toy Story movies, Toy Story 3.
No,
wait.
Yeah, Toy Story 2. Really?
Yes.
I would say one.
Wait. You're saying Toy Story 2 is better than Monsters Inc.
Three, yeah.
Three.
Oh my God!
Get out! The game's beginning.
And half of the lights just went off.
Oh, God. That was a Super Bowl reference. I know that a lot of people that are listening to this show probably don't watch sports.
Sorry.
Yeah. Don't bring your politics and your sports into this arena.
Arena.
Arena. Arena is also a sports reference, y'all. But, yeah. No. That's real. I mean, I guess The Incredibles was good.
I think Incredibles was one of the best.
It was really good.
And the first 20 minutes of Up.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I can't even watch it.
Oh, Up was such a snooze.
Yeah.
I mean, the issue with Up is the first 20 minutes
killings?
Are amazing, and then the rest of it is like...
Squirrel.
The rest of it is like a 7 out of 10, you know? Like, the first part is like, if they had continued it at that caliber, I think it would have been the best Pixar movie ever. But then, like, after the first 20 minutes, it's like, yeah, okay, I like this movie, but it's not, like, amazing, you know?
Plus, why do they want me to cry my own tears? Like, I really want to go... Like, Wreck-It Ralph, I was so happy. I just watched Wreck-It Ralph, and I was like, I'm happy through this whole thing. I don't feel sad.
It?
No, I'm just saying, when I watched it, like, I was happy through the whole thing.
You know that actually won Best Film at the Annie Awards.
There you go.
Yep.
I think it's probably going to win the Oscar.
Wall-E is one of the worst Pixar movies.
But isn't it against Brave?
No.
No, I hate Wall-E.
I hate you.
I haven't even seen Brave
Wreck-It
yet.
Ralph is against Brave.
I liked Brave a lot, actually.
Brave has something pretty strong that I think maybe gives it a little bit of an edge.
I liked Brave a lot, actually.
Yeah. I mean, I liked it a lot, and I liked the difference of take on a Disney princess.
Yeah.
The fact that she don't need no man. It's not about being with a man.
Also, I just loved some of
the
voiceovers.
It's about loving herself.
I mean, yeah.
It's self-respect and becoming an independent woman.
You know, that is one thing, though, that Disney has done a little bit better, and Pixar as well, is they've given more of a woman role in a lot of their films and a little bit more power.
That's right. Women are up in Disney now. Okay.
I love some of the Brave voice actors too. Like, how do you not love, like, Craig Ferguson, isn't it, and stuff? That's just awesome. It's just totally cool.
And the girl from Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah. She's too cool.
Yeah. She was pretty awesome. But yeah, you didn't see Brave?
No, I didn't.
So we can't even, like, dissect it right now.
I didn't either, but feel free.
Yeah, I mean, feel free. I mean, I'll eventually watch it one day.
But I'd rather you didn't. I haven't seen it either.
She hasn't seen it.
I actually haven't seen anything, guys. I've never seen a movie in my whole life.
Never? Not a Pixar film, not a Disney film.
But please, continue to comment.
It's the accent.
But can you tell us all about, like, your opinion on them right now?
Oh, I'll tell you my opinion on anything that I haven't seen. Those are the best kind of opinions.
Go ahead.
Uninformed ones.
Give us your opinion on Brett.
I was sitting here silently because I was just thinking that I really enjoyed Finding Nemo. And I was just thinking
about
that.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you yelling at me?
That's like the best.
Did you see him turn to me and yell at me? Why are you forgetting Finding Nemo?
Also, when she said that the best opinions are on things she hasn't seen, I wanted to ask her opinion of My Naked Body, but I decided against it.
It's all right by me.
Nice, I got the seal of approval.
I thought Nemo was seal-ish. Great.
Who's Fabio?
What's up?
Fabio?
Who's Fabio?
Oh, Nemo.
What? What's happening? Are you guys paying attention on me?
I don't know what's happening.
I was trying to steer us back on topic. I was trying to get this podcast, you know, back on the right track. There was a lot of
cartoonology.
Cartoonology. Why did you just flick donut on me, you mother trucker? Can't you get things inside your mouth? Why does it always have to be drooping out?
Seriously, people call it fresh.
Could someone call having counted the amount of sexual innuendo? Like, I think that needs to happen. Are we not? Is it just me who's noticing them, or is this just every week?
So I'm not even particularly just go unnoticed this week, by
you
guys.
What do you mean sexual innuendo? What does that
Did
mean?
Did you just say something was drooping out?
It is. He's like drooping things out of his mouth.
And now he's
on to me.
I feel like we need to get a few really quick. Maybe we need to pump it up. Skyrockets
in flight. Boom! Afternoon delight. That's all we know.
I will have sex with you. Oh, there's an innuendo.
That's not an innuendo. That's just a blatant just telling that you're going to have sex with
me. I'll dip your donut into milk.
I think you're confused about sex, Nathan. I really do.
And hey, Frank actually made it into my pants this week.
He did. Oh my God, so
we
Frank forgot his pants.
We were going to a club that required people to dress up, and Frank wore jeans, figuring that this was acceptable behavior in a modern society.
Seriously.
And jeans he always wears?
And he got kicked out, and he had to go change pants, and Jeff's apartment was around the corner. So Frank got into Jeff's pants this week.
There you go. That's the announcement.
Great week.
Great week.
Everybody, please comment on Facebook at the last time you were in Jeff's pants.
Yes.
That's a really cool story.
It's a super cool story. It's so amazing. Let's go back to Disney.
And God, cartoonology. What's a Disney?
So Finding Nemo. We didn't talk about Finding Nemo. I think it was really good. I didn't see it released in 3D.
I missed Monsters, Inc. that way, but I did see...
I missed Monsters, Inc. I saw Beauty and the Beast in 3D.
I did see Finding Nemo released in 3D, and it was awesome. It was cool. I mean, how do you not love to see that? Just, like, there's nothing wrong with that movie.
I could imagine Finding Nemo would be good in 3D, but Beauty and the Beast was not so good in 3D because it was a different time of, like, cartoon animation. So, like when you can see lines and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, and Beauty and the Beast is Beauty and the Beast is much more serious. It's a more serious movie. You know, there, it's not as
Gaston
like
is hella serious.
It's not as funny. You know, it's not as there's not drawer. Humor with it.
So serious.
But all of those Lumiere. Films are like of a, like you were saying, they're like of a different time. They don't really translate to the 3D. They're a yeah. thing in themselves. And then now we've moved on to something different that fits the whole 3D and whatever. Yeah. But they don't.
Yeah, I mean, what's yeah, exactly. next? Bambi in 3D?
Oh, please
I mean,
not. Yeah. Really need please that. Not. Like, no. Like, and plus, can we stop? In Disney movies, can we stop killing parents off? Because if I have to go through one more show where I'm crying my eyes out, I'm just going to, like, still see them. But, you know, I'm going to need a lot more tissue.
I mean, I guess I liked that about Brave, too, that they didn't kill her. She came back, you know, that they transformed her, but she
spoiler.
Got...
Spoiler! I mean, everybody died.
It was Hamlet.
It was Hamlet. Yep, that's how it ended. Everybody just died in the
end. What happens about that? What happens? What, like, when will Disney do like Shakespeare?
Oh, that would be good. Oh, Romeo
yes,
and Juliet.
Something I've seen. Something I can talk about.
That's true. There was Romeo and Juliet, but that wasn't Disney.
We what? Were talking
okay,
about
there's
like,
actually going to be a
Hamlet,
sequel to that.
No one would yeah. die in Hamlet if
that's
Disney
true.
Did it.
But like, Romeo and Juliet, I didn't see
no,
it.
They,
but
the
I don't
parents.
Understand how you
only
can
the
do
parents.
It.
The parents would die, but only the parents.
That's right. How do you like, do Romeo and Juliet? Like, how do you do that? Like, how do you have kids come to a movie about, you know... star-crossed well, lovers that die at the end.
She doesn't. They don't die. Yeah. They're just.
They don't even get cracked.
Gnomes.
They don't get cracked at the end.
Nope.
Nobody steps on them.
Yep.
No.
Is that what you do to garden gnomes? You evil, evil person.
Gnomes are crazy.
They are the only
they're
thing
creepy.
That is similar
they're
to Romeo biters. And Juliet is that they are from different gnome families and they live across the alleyway from each other.
Do you love this movie? Is this
nope,
like your
but
is this
I have
like
seen
your
it
lady
once
jam?
And I went, why?
I feel like this is Rachel's lady jam. She's like, I watch Romeo and Juliet like nope. all aren't, the time.
I also watched Alvin the Chipmunks and then went, why?
Aren't a lot of Disney movies based on like Shakespeare
well,
and other things?
Well,
like,
yeah, Lion King is Hamlet.
Right,
yeah.
right.
But so I guess you can kind of say that nobody died. Like
I hated
like,
recently.
Hamlet
is
and nobody
King Hamlet or King Lear?
No, it's Hamlet.
Hamlet? All
because
right.
King Lear, and he would have to be three daughters that are fighting for his property.
It's true.
Sons of Anarchy is Macbeth. Oh, wait. Sons of Anarchy is in Disney.
It's not a Disney
movie. Wow, that was so random.
Very
random.
Really cool story,
Joe. That's like, a really cool story.
Oh, but Narnia.
Narnia.
I mean, can we even say maybe Beauty and the Chronic? Beast is Othello?
What? Calls of Narnia?
Is Beauty and the Beast Othello?
No.
Isn't there an actual Beauty and the Beast story? Isn't that
yeah,
what it's
Beauty
based on?
Yeah, Beauty and the Beast is actually Beauty and the Beast, but okay. they did do an Othello.
Yeah, it's actually a Beauty and the Beast story because it's Beauty and the Beast.
Disney did do an animated version of like Othello. I just don't remember.
Why are you yelling at me?
Over!
Have you ever cried at... Because I want to yell at you.
Why are you yelling at me?
Because you look like an angry baby all the time. It really pisses me off.
I look like I am an angry baby.
He is
why
an angry baby.
So
gosh. Have you ever cried at a Disney movie, and what was that movie? Go. Angry Baby.
Up.
Really?
How wouldn't you cry at the beginning of
Up?
Yeah.
I didn't cry.
Really? The beginning of Up is just so...
Okay.
Especially because my parents are retired and they've always wanted to travel and they have an RV and like it hit very close to home.
Oh my God. You're such a sap.
I cried it up.
Okay. Noah, rip
yeah,
it out.
It was also up, but.
You guys are okay, so cute.
But
you guys
say,
are
retired together. To be different.
Can I clarify? You guys actually cried like water left your eyes. You
so
cried,
I think Kirby and I are the only people yeah. that didn't cry.
Can you say water again?
Made of steel.
Kirby, can you say water again?
No.
Noah and I had to comfort each other by making up.
You guys are so straight. You guys are so straight.
Yeah, up and like I guess the end of Toy Story 3.
Yes. Oh. Yeah.
Toy Story 3 wrecked me, man.
Guys.
Yes.
Toy Story 3, the end. Yeah.
You got us all, man.
Killed me.
Kirby.
Also Mulan. No, I'm kidding.
Mulan is my favorite. When she lived.
What's with this female empowerment shit? That's when I cried.
I love Mulan.
The music was good.
The music was so good.
And the prince was really, really hot.
He really was.
Really hot.
I actually have never cried at a Disney film. Like,
what?
Are you not a crier?
Do you have no emotions?
I mean, I cried at the end of, I cried at the end of Beast of the Southern Wild because, you know, I cry at real things, guys. I'm a thespian. I'm pretty serious. No, but I've never really, I don't know why. I feel like, and this is a challenge if there are any Disney people that haven't been completely alienated by the Anne Frank talk, to make a film that would make me cry. Honestly, I don't know why. I don't know if it's maybe the separation because I'm not like fully involved. I don't know. I've never cried at the end, at a part in a cartoon.
I cry at everything though.
Yeah. I mean, there have been, I don't know, maybe I'm not really a crier.
Okay.
So maybe, yeah.
I mean, there are some people that are just not criers.
I'm not really a huge crier. Is that okay?
I cry. No, it's good.
Thanks.
Good, because I cry at everything, and it's like embarrassing. Like, I cry when I'm upset.
We should have a baby.
We should, because I cry when I'm happy. I cry when I'm angry. I cry when I'm sad.
If you two had a baby, would it be three quarters black?
It would be three quarters black.
Yeah.
Does that turn you on a little bit?
A little bit. Awesome.
Hands above the table. Thank you.
First time that's been said to someone other than Frank.
Actually, I think I said it to him last week.
Yeah, you said it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I mean, even though it's short, I even think that the part of Finding Nemo where his mom dies, I think that's sad.
Oh, like, that's true. That kind of got me. I didn't cry, but that was like, that's been one of the most touching.
I mean, it's really short. That's the part that didn't make really me cry. Is it happens in like a minute, you know?
You could even say Monsters, Inc. at the end of that when he has to say goodbye to Boo. I mean, that's a nice emotional moment too.
You guys are so in touch with your feelings.
You're a nice emotional moment.
Rachel.
Jesus Christ.
Spill your cry fest.
Did I part of me cry at Brave? No, but I did cry at Brave.
Wait, what?
I cried at part of me like a bitch.
Yes.
So I was like
the Katy Perry movie?
A pool of
she
tears.
Was like,
that's not a Disney movie.
I know,
no,
but
that's what I'm saying. Like, did I cry that hard? No,
that's
but
her
I did
like
cry
scale.
But I did cry at Brave. Like
nobody has.
I was like super sad at Brave.
She like cried so hard at the Katy Perry movie. It was almost rivaling my greatest cry ever, which would be Friends with Kids. That was
oh,
the
man.
I've like, never seen that. Is it good?
It's
oh,
so
man.
Good.
You,
so I cried. It was like the happy cry. So I made like all these noises and that was like really like uncomfortable because I couldn't help it. I was like sobbing.
And then I go, also like,
it was just bad. It was bad, inappropriate. And thank you for that movie because I like to watch it because it's fun.
I walked into one area of my place of employment. And there was a...
We get it, you work.
There was an older... there was an elderly gentleman who was bawling at the end of Parental Guidance.
We should point out that he works in a movie theater.
He works at a movie theater. You can't see my air quotes.
What's Parental like, Guidance?
Exactly.
Isn't that the one with like Barbara Streisand?
Bette Midler.
Oh no, that's the Bette Midler.
Oh, it's the Bette Midler Billy Crystal thingamajigger?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, it's the one with Bette Midler.
Oh, it's the one with Bette Midler?
Yes.
Oh!
And I will be honest, I have cried at a Bette Midler movie too.
Beaches. Everybody cries. Beaches, like, ugh. Just like, anyway.
Frank hasn't said whether he's cried
Frank,
in a Disney movie.
What? Yeah. Hey, are you the host this week? Then stop being an angry baby. Calm down. Frank, what?
I haven't.
I call shenanigans.
What?
Well, number one, I wasn't big on Disney when I was little. And
but now you're big on Disney.
I'm okay
he's
with Disney.
He's huge
now.
On Disney.
I really like Disneyland now that I have a...
Have you ever cried at Disneyland?
No.
I finally went to Disneyland. I went for the first time ever last year. It was amazing.
Isn't it fun?
So much magic that I had a terrible headache the next day. There's just so much magic.
Was it more than Hogwarts?
It's just, what's up?
Did you go to California Adventures that way?
Like, I went to the park and then there's two parks and it was like sensory overload. I felt like a newborn baby. Like if you took a baby that was just born and took it to like a fireworks show. It was like that.
So would you just like explode if you went to Disney World?
What, in Florida?
Yeah.
Guys, I can't even think about that until I'm in my 30s. I'm going to have to, whoa. I think I would. I think my head would literally explode.
I think you, if you went with us, we would get you a drink. We would calm you.
Oh my God, my wife's head exploded.
Literally, guys. Literally explode. I mean, it would literally explode.
I think my head would have literally exploded if I hadn't had a mini bar. That I brought in.
Yeah, that's what you, I think, yeah.
In mini bar.
I think you always have to pace yourself. I think I went real Disney crazy. I went in and I was like, I want to do everything. Oh my gosh, it's Disney. Yeah, and then, you really got to pace yourself. It's like drugs.
Yeah, you got to really pace yourself with the drugs.
You know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's like Soarin' over in California.
It is. That was a Disneyland reference, y'all.
That was if you're not from California.
Okay. I cry at everything, but yes, I have cried at Disneyland.
Oh wait, yeah, I know this.
What happened to make you cry at Disneyland?
Drama.
Okay, it wasn't just like the end show. It wasn't just like
I cry every single time I see World of Colors.
Is that the one where they come on the steamboat and it's like...
No, that's that is Fantasmic.
Fantasmic, yeah, Fantasmic. Is World of Colors the one in the other park where they...
Yeah, California Adventure.
That was
okay,
brilliant.
So they have this thing. Well, I have a problem with Lion King now, you know, because of personal... with my life right now. But basically... The first time I saw World of Colors, I did not know they do this whole thing where they want to make you cry. They do everything in their power to make you cry at this one moment. So they show Mufasa's death in the worst possible way ever. They have like the stampede, and then they have like this moment where they have Mufasa just fall for like all this time, and you see him slam down, and then it goes dark, and then all you hear is Simba go, "Dad?
No."
And then they say, "Long live the king," and all this other thing. And then you see Simba curl up to like his dead dad and go, "Dad."
This is part of the parade?
This is part of the show. And then all at once, after that, he's like snuggling up to his dead dad. And then they start showing every single mom and dad pair. They just start like doing that. And then eventually they move on to the couples. And every single time I see it, I just...
Do they all come out and like laugh at Simba and be like, ha ha ha?
kind of. No, and yeah, no, like I almost passed out the first time I saw it. I'm not going to even lie. Like my friend literally caught me. He's like, "I forgot about this part. Are you okay?" I was like, I don't know. It was really bad.
Kirby, can you please decide a Disney show? Like,
can you not? Because I will die. But yeah, so no, I cry at that.
It wouldn't just be about parental grief. It would be like all sorts of grief. Like, "Ha ha, is that your dead dog?" Like a lot of things.
Part of your genocide series of Disney movies.
It's the Disney morbidity range, you see. There's genocides, there's, you know, mass murders.
Oh, God.
Group suicides. It's all going to be a lot.
This is the anti-Disney... Actually, it's... Kind of goes along with
Jim Jones.
Disney jumping
Disney
on
princess.
Everything. Trust me, they'll want this.
They'll want this. So Kirby has an idea to sell you guys.
They know gold. They maybe hear it if they're listening. Hopefully.
So yeah, I cry at Lion King all the time. I was trying to think of what else. I cried at Toy Story 3. Obviously, everybody did.
No,
except for Kirby, who's heartless.
Heart of stone.
Heartless.
Heartless. I cried at WALL-E. I did.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I think I did, too.
I cried at WALL-E. I was like, "Hey, this is where I hate our life." So I did that. And yeah, that's what I did. I cried a lot. Okay. I'm trying to think of a movie I haven't cried at.
What about Paranorman? It's not Disney.
Paranorman made me cry a lot.
That movie was so
horror
random.
Movies make me cry.
So what?
It was so random, some of the themes in there. Like all of a sudden at the very end, like, "Oh, I'm gay."
Yeah,
I love that gay friendly. That is kind of Paranorman.
That's like it's an animated movie, and they made a character gay.
Yeah, actually, that's
Disney wouldn't do.
That's an answer to the question that nobody gave. Why haven't we had a gay princess?
I don't think
for Disney.
I don't know.
Excuse me.
Maybe they need to do.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Why haven't we had a gay princess?
Well, maybe they should do an Amazon movie.
Do a Disney. Okay. Disney make a movie based on Jeff.
Or if Disney want to, like, you know, the way they sort of did The Princess and the Frog quickly to sort of be done with all that sort of style, and so that people couldn't be like, oh, there's never been a black princess. What they could do is do like Disney, minority princess. She could be disabled, ethnic minority, and then they just umbrella everything, and then you guys can stop, you know, bashing them.
Has there been a Hispanic?
So wait, here's a question.
Has there been a Hispanic one?
No.
If she's making out with a frog, is that bestiality?
Yes.
They were both frogs at the time.
Not at the beginning.
Oh, not at the beginning, that's true.
Were their condoms riveted?
Oh! But seriously, I think they could get away with doing a lesbian.
Horrible.
By making an Amazon story.
Well, we already,
the tribe of Amazons, we are, and then the princess rises from the Amazon roots, cuts off one of her boobs, and marries another one-boobed Amazon. What? Please put the mic.
Long silence for the people at home.
I thought wasn't that like the biggest?
I don't know if they made a. I guess you could say that.
Controversy is that, oh, she doesn't need a man, so she must be gay.
Yes, because if a woman doesn't want to marry, be forced to marry, she must be a lesbian.
I don't think that's true, but like that was like.
I think that's a cop out.
We need to have a gay princess, like a gay boy who becomes a princess.
We already have a drag queen princess.
Do we?
Yeah, Cinderella. That's why he had to go home, because he was untucking. He had to go before 12.
You could say that Mulan was a cross-dressing princess.
Wait, we should make a version of that where RuPaul is the first.
Amazing.
This is awesome. I guess we should talk about awkward questions.
Story.
And on that awkward note, let's ask our awkward questions to our guests. Frank, why don't you ask your weird one first?
Kirby.
that put you off from there. You knew I was ready for whatever
I'm
you
sorry.
Had.
I'm sorry.
She's always ready.
Bracing myself.
Would you walk 500 miles and then walk 500 more?
Yeah, I would.
You would?
I would.
Why?
It'd be funnier if I could remember the exact line of the word of that song, and then I would finish that. But I'd probably do it just for maybe cookies or something. To be honest, standards are pretty low.
Bitch, you crazy.
And where's Babalu when we need him?
I know, right? Well, we did have donuts.
What about you, Noah?
Noah.
Would I walk 500 miles
and then walk 500 more?
No, I would fly.
Oh, yeah, because you're Jesus.
Just to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down.
I also accept this answer. My lord. For everyone who isn't here,
picture up.
He looks like Jesus right now. He's got the long hair and the beard, and he looks
Jesus. Hold on, you guys.
Oh, no.
Hold on.
Oh,
there's going to be a photo now.
We'll put up the one at the end.
Don't dominate me.
Jesus.
God. Stop
Noah.
It.
Noah.
Rachel.
Noah H. Christ.
My question? Okay. So if you were stranded on a desert island, what two people from history, from now or anytime, it could be fictional also, would you bring, and what would they bring to the party to help you survive on your island?
Okay, so it's two people.
Two people that would be with you, and they have stuff that they bring to help you survive on said
island. Okay, I have one already.
Okay.
My first one is, if you'll remember, the man I married when I was last here, would be Nightcrawler. Mm-hmm. That would be my first one, because we could just bump and get stuff. Exactly. Like my thinking. So that's my first. And then, so there'd be him. But then I could come and go as I needed. And then I need some sort of entertainment. You know what? I was going to say, but this was a rash decision. I was going to say I'd just bring Lucille Ball for entertainment, but I think I would murder her, because I think they would get pretty old pretty quick. I'm going to stick with Nightcrawler for now. That's my first one. I'm going to need a minute for the next one.
All right, while she's thinking, Noah,
what's going
what's
on
your
with
answer?
You, Stacey?
I'm so hot. I really want to like strip right now. It's really hot in here. I have the Irish blush.
Do they have to be a cartoon character?
No, it can be anything. Like, it can be an actual person. It could be somebody from a comic book.
Music.
It could be somebody from a store. Like, anybody that you want to bring, you can bring them.
Alive or dead.
Alive or dead, but you can. But they have to bring something to the party to help you survive. Like, okay. Nathan said he would bring Bear Grylls because he would know all the survivors.
He would just tell me, get me out.
Bear Grylls.
Really?
I would bring the guy that Bear Grylls has
stolen
everything from.
The other guy, Survivor Man, that Survivor Man dude.
The English guy? What's his name again? I always have arguments with people that he's better than Bear Grylls. That's who I would bring.
But Bear Grylls is hot. On top of everything.
Bear Grylls is a needless murderer. I watched an episode where he killed a catfish to eat like a small portion of it. He killed a whole catfish for what was essentially one bite of sushi.
But he also ate a deceased sheep.
He what?
Oh, yeah. She's a vegetarian, sheep. By the way.
It's about the fact that he like wrestled with this catfish for like the best part of a show and then was like, this is great, and then threw the rest of it back.
He found a deceased sheep on the highlands of Scotland and he ate the parts that hadn't completely... Like, they were saved from, like, the cold weather. So he ate, like, the eyeball and, like, all this stuff so he could.
It was cool. I mean, I think
he could have probably just found a pub and eaten a meal there. He's a sensationalist.
Probably. The worst part about Bear Grylls is that it's not real. Like, he jumps in with the intent of being rescued. Like, he knows where he's going to get found. He just is trying to prove to everybody that he can do it for a couple days or whatever.
So,
you hate
I'm sorry,
him.
You just
hate
him. Noah.
sorry,
I interrupted you, Noah.
Oh, that's all right.
His name is Bear, though.
I can't.
You can't that's argue with
that's
that.
A tough one.
Noah.
I feel like I'd want a comedian to be on there, like.
So they would just bring their like.
Their joy. Yeah, like either Jim Carrey, because he'd just be so random all the time and go to such crazy extremes, or Louis Black, because he would just yell and curse and be like, I'm on a fucking island. Why am I on an island?
So you want anger on your island?
No.
I've decided my other person I'm going to bring is Jesus. Not you, Jesus, but because he can turn all the water to wine and provide me with
You didn't pick Jonathan.
Actually,
Jonathan would understand that I was taking Nightcrawler and Jesus to an island.
No.
But Jonathan would not take me if he had an option. Trust me.
You know, my gardener is named Jesus. If you want to take him to an island, I'm sure he'd be okay with it.
But if you took Jesus to the island.
Yes.
You could walk on water.
Yes.
And you could walk 500 miles.
And
off
water
the
to wine. That's pretty cool. Back.
And you can make like 1,000 like fish feasts and like loaves and
but
stuff.
I don't want Jesus and Nightcrawler to fight over me.
No, I don't think Jesus would. He would turn the other cheek.
Okay. It is inevitable.
Nightcrawler, he would just be out of there.
Yeah.
Okay,
So you said Jim Carrey.
No, either some comedian. I'll say Jim Carrey. Or, yeah.
And who else?
And.
Can't have Jesus because he's on my island.
You can't have him.
You know he's not omnipotent.
Omnipotent is a funny word.
Scarlett Johansson.
Okay.
Of course he would. Of course.
It would have to be Scarlett.
Okay, Jeff, your question.
My question. Have you ever masturbated or pleasured yourself to someone's photos on Facebook?
No. I haven't. Sorry, it's like, that's not very interesting, but no. I used to have a Facebook and then I canceled it because I hated it. And I just got a Facebook about 2 months ago. And now that we're adults and in this town, people's Facebook pictures are just sort of headshots most of the time.
That's true.
It's really nothing there.
Noah?
Such an awkward question.
awkward conversations.
Because you know how much I love the duck face. So.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
No, I've never done that.
You don't have to answer the question,
I feel like
Nathan.
This is the question that is going to yield the least honest answers.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I have a feeling all of you are lying.
I'm not.
I'm not lying.
No.
I answered
not
it.
Lying.
Nathan.
But I have done it on Twitter.
Have you Twitter, Nathan, all over Facebook?
Ask my question. Okay. If you had to choose one inanimate object that is currently in this room to have some sort of sex with, What inanimate object would you choose?
I am not an inanimate object.
Although she does stand very still at times.
I do.
So you can choose from a donut box?
You could choose from a lot. There's a lot. There's a lot.
I mean, I just got a Marvel Comics cookie cutter set, so I'm probably going to go home and make love to this anyway. So
you
I'm
do
done.
That.
So if you eat that, is it fellatio or...
You don't even want to know. Okay.
So the cookies that you make are going to be iced.
Wait,
oh,
yeah. I have
they might be
question.
Red velvet. Oh, that's naughty and gross.
I have an important question.
It's not that time.
Important question: which character are you going to eat first?
Amy, which character is going to eat me?
Oh, you see what you did there?
It was sexual.
It's funny.
What character am I going to eat first? Hulk. He's all man.
There you go.
Don't you think sex with Hulk would be amazing?
Amazing.
Right? Thank you.
He
somebody agrees with me.
Why
powerful.
Is everybody
thank
yelling?
You, Kirby. Yeah. You're the only person that supports my right to have sex with a Hulk. I love Kirby.
And Noah's answer.
I love Lamp.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that Lamp over there. All right.
That's going to be quite hot on your balls.
Yeah, but he's really into Pixar.
Okay. Well, there you go. Well, my question is, if you had to be the opposite sex for a day, what would you look like and what would you do? The opposite sex, so that would mean that Kirby is a boy and Noah is a girl. Well, Frank got confused.
What would I look like?
Frank is usually confused.
Yeah. Ooh, I want to be like super muscular, like just weird comic book muscular.
Okay.
Like, because that's just
like
so...
Like the juggernaut? Like,
yeah, like the juggernaut. Who doesn't actually sound like that? He just sounds like in the movies. to me, the juggernaut is an English character. To me, the juggernaut is Vinnie Jones. I'm going to tell you that. No, I think I'd be a really, really huge... Because I want to know what that's like. Like, I always stare at those people that are just like roided up. And I just want to know, are they just like, you know, it's like constant freak show. So I'd be one of those people. And I would go to the full extreme of like when they do pageants and they just almost blackface themselves. They put so much oil on, and that would be me for the day.
There you go. Noah, what would you do?
Oh, geez.
You look like Scarlett Johansson.
No, I don't know. Okay, I'd probably be Taylor Swift, and I'd probably go on stage.
Boo.
And whine about
and
all
whine
your boyfriends.
And cry. And
about an ex?
Yeah.
Moving on from that question, let's play Mary-fuck-kill. Let's have our guests go first. Let's have ladies first. So Noah. No, I'm just kidding. Kirby.
Okay, I'm going to pull these out. I have...
She's pulling it out.
It's my couch pulls out, but I don't.
Big Bad Wolf and Three Little Pigs. Mike Wazowski. I have Mike Wazowski. And then I have... Cruella DeVille.
Don't forget, Mike Wazowski has one eye.
Cruella DeVille.
Okay, so marry.
Fuck and kill.
Fuck and kill. Ooh, oh my goodness. Okay, I'm going to kill the big bad wolf.
Okay.
Because he's a murderer and a rapist, and we don't need more of those. So he's done. I am going to... I'll tell you something. I'm going to have sex with Mike because I think that guy knows how to get down.
Get down.
And I'm going to marry Cruella because I think that would be a really interesting, cozy, fur-filled life.
Okay.
Says the vegetarian.
But I wear it.
There you go.
With Cruella. Me and Cruella.
Noah, what are your picks?
I have such evil people. I got Governor Ratcliffe from Pocahontas. Queen Grimhild from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and Hades.
Oh,
jeez. Yeah.
Well, at least one of them's pretty.
True.
Which one do you think is pretty?
The evil queen.
Okay. Not Hades? I thought you were going for Hades.
That's where I thought she was heading to.
So I would probably kill Governor Ratcliffe because he's an evil dude.
All right.
But I would probably... Fuck Queen Grimhild. Because she's a queen.
And she's kind of mildly attractive. Mm.
Yeah, she's pretty nice looking.
She's got apples.
She's got apples.
Yep.
There you go.
And then I'd probably marry Hades. Because, I mean, gosh, god of the underworld.
Mm. It's true. You get a lot of cool merchandise.
Yeah.
Like
a
Rob
lot
Zombie.
Of souls to be collected.
Enjoy some gondola rides.
There you go.
Yep.
Jeff.
I have Percival C. McLeach from The Rescuers Down Under. He's dead.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's dead. Yeah. He kills animals. He's dead. Prince Charming and Rapunzel.
Ooh.
Yes. So I am probably going to fuck Prince Charming.
Uh-huh.
And I will marry Rapunzel because her husband, Flynn Rider, I will have easy access.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on to Nathan. No.
My three are Hopper from A Bug's Life.
Gross.
Oh.
Hop.
Madame Medusa from The Rescuers. And Maleficent from Sleeping Beauty.
Hmm.
So I would kill Hopper from A Bug's Life. Because, you know, first of all, he's a military general and a man, and it's just, there's too much going on there that's not what I would want to sleep with.
You wouldn't want to hop in the sack with Hopper?
No. I think it would be crickets. Anyway. and then I will marry Madame Medusa because, you know, I think she has that whole Carol Burnett thing going on, and who doesn't want to love an alcoholic? And... Maleficent, I would fuck because she's kind of hot. She's kind of attractive. Again, all the evil queens are kind of attractive.
That's true.
Yeah.
And Maleficent is going to be played by Angelina Jolie.
That's true. So you're fucking Angelina
Jolie.
Well,
I'm fucking her then.
There you go. Rachel, pull it off.
Okay, so I got Professor Radigan from The Great Mouse Detective. I got a twofer, Prince John and Sir Hiss, and Tiana.
Ooh.
Well... I'm going to kill Prince John and Sir Hiss because, in actuality, Prince John was kind of a butthead.
And in the movie, too.
Yeah, and he was a butthead in the movie, too. And plus, I've got to do something with a snake, and ugh, gross. so I'm killing them.
No phallic symbols here.
I think I'm going to marry Tiana because she's pretty. And she's nice. So why not? And I guess I will sleep with Professor Radigan more because he was played by Vincent Price than anything.
Right? And he's got a cool song about
him. Yeah, more than anything, like he was played by Vincent Price, so that's why I would sleep with him.
Sleep with him. Frank, sleep with him. Frank, who do you got?
I got the Queen of Hearts from Alice in Wonderland, Sykes from Oliver and Company, and Wally. So this is easy.
Wally isn't a bad guy.
I'm going to kill the Queen of Hearts.
It's not just bad guys.
All of the other ones have been bad guys.
No, they haven't.
I had Mike Wazowski.
Okay.
Tiana's not a bad guy. I had Prince Charming.
Okay, all right. I guess I missed a couple things.
You're a vagina.
I'm going to kill the Queen of Hearts because I'm quite attached to my head. Both of them.
I think you would be quite attracted to Sykes.
I would fuck Sykes. Why not?
You would.
Let's do it.
It's sad.
Besides, he's a mob boss. He's got money.
Ish.
And he won't kill me.
Maybe.
And I'd marry Wally because who wouldn't want to marry a badass robot?
That's true. Okay. Well, it's my turn now. And I got Shere Khan dead. although I really don't like killing animals. So that makes me sad. And now I'm crying a little bit. I'm over it. I'm going to screw Prince Philip because, yeah, I mean, he's cute. And I'm going to marry Flynn Rider.
No.
Oh.
Because no man has ever been more suited for a chick like me than Flynn Rider.
No.
And
Yes. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. And that's our show, you guys.
Yay.
I'd like to thank our guests, Noah and Kirby, for coming in. We love them.
Thank you.
Come on more.
Thanks. We want to.
Come
I
more.
I want to. I can't speak for Jesus.
Kirby, come more. And
always coming.
She's always coming. And be sure to like us on Facebook, subscribe to us on iTunes, and give a little review, a good review. And like us on Instagram or follow us on Instagram and Twitter and Tumblr and any other social network whoring. We are on there. Find us. And we love to have you follow us around. And thanks to our sponsors, Discovery Science Center and
RabbleRouserIndustries.com.
And tune in next week. Thanks, y'all.
Bye, guys.
Bye.